Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Houston, we got a show.
Go Loopos.
Landry Locker and John Lopez.
Who would you start?
I have DeAndre Hopkins this week, and I know he's a WR1, but he's going against Jalen Ramsey, who holds receivers 40 yards below their season average.
I feel like you're making fun of Paul Gallant.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader.
You still mad because I was locking you up? All right.
Sports Radio 610.
Pump day!
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? We are one day away, John Lopez.
We are.
Numero uno.
It's one day away from draft day. It's morning guys have no idea what I'm talking about day. It's what else? What other day? The two biggest mistakes the Texans could make tomorrow day.
It is Brian Gaines should be looking to get tomorrow off day.
Off.
We'll explain that a little
bit.
Kind
of an important day.
No, he should be looking to get it off. I'll explain that a little bit later. But we are one day away from the NFL draft. I can hardly contain myself. The anticipation is finally going to come full circle tomorrow out there at NRG. We'll all be out there. We'll have you covered right here on Sports Radio 610. Before we get into why Brian Gaines should not want to do a damn thing tomorrow and how he makes that happen, I got to ask you to defend yourself because I feel like there was a lot of slander going on in the previous show about something you said. Mike Meltzer, Seth Payne, Paul Gallant took exception with something you were saying about Jadeveon Clowney yesterday. So since it is our time to shine from 10 to 2 before we pass it off to the triple threat, the OG John Lopez, defend yourself, defend your take.
Well,
defend your honor.
I don't think it was slanderous. I think it was as simple as those guys didn't quite understand logic, you know. And so, you know, I can lay it out for them. As I mentioned just a second ago, let me give you an example to illustrate what I'm talking about. And what I mentioned yesterday, and congratulations to you and Figgy, getting, you know, all over finding this new angle that I talked about regarding, well, Frank Clark signed a guaranteed contract worth 5 years and guaranteed 65. All right. Previously, Marcus Lawrence signed a contract that gave him what, 63 or 65 guaranteed. Shortly before that, Trey Flowers signed a contract that gave him 56, I believe, guaranteed. And so what I said was that tells me that if the Texans wanted to sign Jadeveon Clowney, they would. They just don't want to. And this is the logic behind it, and I'll try to illustrate it with an example that I hope everybody understands, particularly our morning show. Just kidding. But not really. When you sell a home, when you put your house on the market, what's the first thing that the realtor does when you hire Lance Loken, all right, and you put your house on the market, what's the first thing the realtors do? They go to all the comparables that have been recently sold in your neighborhood, on your block, etc. And the comparables set the market, right?
Right.
Like let's say you want to sell your home for $300,000.
A floor, as I was saying, like a floor to the
exactly.
market.
A
negotiation
right.
starting point.
You said it a different way, but let me give this example. I think it illustrates it best. So you want to sell your home for $300,000. By God, I want $300,000 for my house. But all three comparables are around $200,000 on your block or in your neighborhood. Well, you know you ain't going to sell your home for $300,000. You can want it all you want. You can want Aaron Donald money all you want. And if your agent might be saying, I want Aaron Donald money, right? I want this contract. But the comparables to you, players who have almost numbers almost identical to Jadeveon Clowney's, the comparables are $56 to $65 million guaranteed. You can ask for $90 million guaranteed all you want. You ain't going to get it. All right? And so that's my point. The Texans could go to Jadeveon Clowney and Buss Cook right now and say, look, 56, 63, 65, those are the guarantees. We'll give you 68 guaranteed. We'll top those three. Even though you're very comparable to these other three players, we'll give you 68. And Buss Cook, and I mentioned this late in the show yesterday, at some point your agent comes to you and says, you know what, we got to take this deal because we ain't going to get Aaron Donald money. And this is a long-term guaranteed, and it's a whole lot better than a franchise tag because if you get injured, who knows what happens, blah, blah, blah. Let's take these comparables and let's top it by $3 million. That's what I'm saying, and I don't think they understood what I was saying.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, one day away from the NFL draft on Sports Radio 610. And the reason this even came full circle was yesterday because Frank Clark was traded to the Kansas City Chiefs in exchange for a first-rounder this year, a second-rounder next year, and they swapped spots in threes. And then he signed a deal similar to DeMarcus Lawrence in the $60 million guaranteed range. We know that Khalil Mack got way more money than that, and that's been what we've pointed to throughout this Clowney negotiations. Mm-hmm. The thing that bothers me about when we talk about this Clowney thing is you coming to the conclusion and me coming to the conclusion that the Texans don't want to sign J.D. Clowney long-term isn't something that just all of a sudden came and it crossed our mind yesterday when this happened. This has been over the course of a couple of years now. I mean, Brian Gain, when he first took this job, he was talking about how he wanted to sign Clowney long term and it was going to happen. This isn't some sort of new take. This isn't some sort of new development. And I just don't think that they want to do that. And I think it's a lot more difficult if they don't want to do that to be able to throw out these fake contract offers that are, quite frankly, probably a little bit insulting to J.D. Clowney and his agent Buss Cook. Because I'm willing to bet you that the offer that they made, and Cecil Shorts reported it right here, the offer that they made to J.D. Clowney, I very seriously doubt it was what DeMarcus Lawrence got. I'm willing mm-hmm. to bet that since there wasn't that precedent, it was a lot lower, and it was something that. But now they have something to work with.
There's some tangible thing there.
And if they want to get it done, they could get it done very, very soon at this point.
Thank you.
You start at 65, you work your way up to Khalil Mack, and you meet in the middle.
If you don't understand that, I don't think you've ever sold a house. You know,
well, a lot of people haven't sold houses.
Or are familiar with selling a house. Because
people have sold houses.
I'm saying you're familiar with what happens. Your parents have, your friends have, whatever.
Right.
And so if you don't get that, I'm sorry. You know, but that's what's going on here. That's what's going on. The Texans could easily, as you just said, they could go to him, and I think the number would be 68 to 72, 73, something like that. You said 75, maybe they'll get there. And
guaranteed money.
We are at the point now where the market is set. It's not a market from last year or the year before. It's a market from right now, real time. It's happening as we speak. So you could go to, if you really wanted to sign Jadeveon Clowney long term, if you really wanted to, you could. You could.
And we haven't thought they've wanted to, and we'll see even more now, but they have until mid-July to get a deal done.
Let me add one more thing.
If they choose to.
By saying that, I'm not saying that they won't. I'm saying, you know, that they haven't because of that, but they still could. You know, if they really want to.
Sports are fluid.
Starting today, they're not linear. If starting today, they could say, you know what, let's go back to Buss Cook. I'm not saying it's not going to happen. I'm saying if they really wanted to, they could. It could happen in the next month.
Don't think they want to.
Right.
And I don't either. And I haven't thought that for a while, but it's going to be a lot harder to basically just negotiate in the spirit of the franchise tag as they've been doing. Landry Locker, John Lopez. Draft day is tomorrow. Brian Gain's first full draft is going to take place beginning tomorrow. Last year, he didn't have a first or second round pick. We know how much he loves the second round, but I'm going to tell you this, John. We're all your friends at Sports Radio 610 are going to be mingling in the concourse at NRG tomorrow for the draft. Brian Gain should be mingling with us because the Texans GM should take tomorrow off. I'm going to make that happen. I'll tell you how, why, and what next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.